This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We begin today with this. 10 days ago, a mere week and a half, every indication was that the trade disagreements between the United States and China were all but solved. A couple of more meetings, a quick Trump-Xi phone call, done and done. Now it's tariffs as far as the eye can see, and as of yesterday, quite possibly a breakdown in the heavily integrated and extremely globalized technology supply chain. We refer here, of course, to the Trump administration effectively blacklisting the Chinese technology giant Huawei, which will cut that company off from its American suppliers, chips from Qualcomm and phone software from Google, to name just a couple. You roll that in with bans on Huawei in other countries, and as Marketplace's Scott Tong reports now from Washington, there does seem to be something of a digital iron curtain descending.
If the U.S. shoots at Huawei, it also hits its own foot. Inside Huawei gadgets are innards from firms like Intel, Oracle, and Western Digital. But tech firms sensing the crossfire are trying to get out of the way and avoid partnering with companies subject to bans and retaliation, says Lindley Gwenap of the Lindley Group.
I think that companies are trying to reduce their exposure to the bans and buy fewer components from countries that could be affected.
The word decoupling is being whispered in the U.S. and China. That is, each country may develop its own separate supply chain. Huawei has long been on Washington's hit list and is trying to make parts like semiconductors in-house. Business professor Tan Huang at Zhejiang University has a new book on Huawei. He says the company can be self-sufficient.
They can make it itself. Maybe it's not as good as the U.S. components, but it's not much worse. They still can sell their products. So they're prepared for this more than 10 years.
Huawei's DIY project could accelerate Chinese innovation. And in areas like wireless 5G, many see Huawei as already ahead. So the U.S. might not want to cut itself off, says political scientist Abraham Newman at Georgetown.
France in the 1980s, it tried to develop its own internet, and it was kind of ridiculous. And the risk is that we end up with a new version of that, a lesser than 5G network.
He says the U.S. is weaponizing interdependence and could unravel a global tech supply chain that took a generation to come together. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.